This week's parsha is Parshas Noach, and we will start with the first pasuk on our parsha, which is chapter 6, pasuk number 9. The pasuk starts, Ele toldos Noach. This is the offsprings of Noach. These are the children of Noach. That's how Rashi translates, even though Devin Ezra translates the word toldos as being the history of Noach. But Rashi translates the word toldos as being the children of Noach or the outcome of Noach. Noach ish tzaddik, tomim hayu b'derosav. Noach was a righteous person, perfect in his generation. As Elohim is halach Noach. Noach walked with Elohim, with Hashem. And the next pasuk actually tells you that Noach had children. Vayolat Noach shloish habonim. Noach had three children. As Shem, as Chom, ves Yafes. Shem, Chom, and Yafes. So Rashi right away is bothered, since Rashi translates, these are the offsprings of Noach, why you mention Noach ish tzaddik? Why don't you say, Ele told us Noach, Shem, Chom, and Yafes, these are the children of Noach, Shem, Chom, and Yafes, why go say that he's a righteous man, perfect in his generation? We are mentioning the children. Therefore Rashi says, that hoil viskiroi, since it's mentioned Noach, siper bishvachoi, the Torah decides to write his praise. Shenemar, because it says the pasuk, zecher tzaddik livrocha, that a tzaddik is always remembered for the good. But we translate it, zecher tzaddik, whenever you remember a tzaddik, livrocha, you have to give it a blessing, you have to add adjectives of praise for the tzaddik. And the Torah really wants to mention the children of Noach, but since the Torah mentioned the name Noach, the Torah feels obligated to tell you of the praise of Noach. So the Maharal asks a question, if that is true, how come on chapter 5, pasuk number 32, there it's written, Vahin Noach ben Chomesh Meus Shono, Noach was 500 years, and Vayolat Noach, and Noach gave birth as Shem as Chom ves Yafes, Shem, Chom, and Yafes, how come at that point the Torah doesn't stop and tells me that Noach was a tzaddik perfect in his generation? If the idea is when you mention a tzaddik, you're supposed to give him a praise, why isn't it mentioned there in connection with the first time you mentioned the word Noach? And also he says that we see a lot of times it's written the word Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, and as a general rule, it is not mentioned the praises that Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov did. It's just mentioned their name. And if the rule that Zecher Tzaddik Livrocha would apply to every time the Tzaddik's name is mentioned, you're required to add adjective of praise, then their praises should have been mentioned there. The Maharal in Guraria answers that if you take a look, really, there is one exception when it mentions Avraham Avinu that actually mentions also Avraham Avinu's praises following the rule of Zecher Tzaddik Livrocha, that a tzaddik should be remembered for the good. Where is that situation? When Hashem wants to destroy Sdom on Parshas Vayero, chapter 18, Pasuk 18, there Hashem says, Amachasa nimi Avram, Asher ani Yoise, am I going to cover up from Avraham what I'm going to do? In other words, Hashem is contemplating destroying Sdom because Sdom's people are evil. So Hashem is saying, am I going to cover up from Avraham what I'm going to do? V'Avraham hoyo yihye, Avraham will be legoy gadol to a big nation, awesome and strong. And Rashi is bothered to why you're going into a whole speech who Avraham is. You're just mentioning, am I going to cover up from Avraham? So Rashi says, Medrash Agada zecher tzaddik livrocha, that since you mention a tzaddik, you have to give a bracha. Meaning, since I mentioned Avraham Avinu, I have to give Avraham's name a blessing and telling what he's going to do and how good he is. The Maharal points out that the question here is also the same question that we asked on Noach. Why all of a sudden we decide to give praise to Avraham Avinu, to tell you what Avraham Avinu does good? Avraham Avinu is mentioned numerous times before in Parshas Lech Lecha, and no place it's mentioned Avraham is going to be a great nation and is going to be blessed all the people, and he's going to tell his children to follow the way of Hashem. Why all the things there? Why not before? The Maral explains a very important concept in Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Whenever you remember a tzaddik, you have to give a bracha. He explains that this is exactly the words Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Whenever I remember a tzaddik, I'm required to give him a bracha. So he explains that Hashem is always connected to the tzaddik. The tzaddik is in this world and Hashem is always connected, so Hashem doesn't require to remember the tzaddik in order to give a blessing. The only time that Hashem is distanced from this world, that Hashem is pushed off from this world, is when we're talking about evil people. As soon as evil Reshoim come in the world, Reshoim act up, then Hashem's Shechina, Hashem's divine presence, is pushed away. At that point, if Hashem will mention the tzaddik, since Hashem is far away now from this world and is remembering the tzaddik, then he will give a praise to the tzaddik. And these situations are both situations on Noah and the situation by Avram. On Noah in the beginning, like we mentioned last week's parsha where it's mentioned Noah, there it's not mentioned yet the evil of the generation. So therefore, we don't have to say Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that a tzaddik is remembered for the good, for his blessings, because Hashem is constantly with the tzaddik, doesn't forget the tzaddik. But then the Torah mentions the evil of the generation. Once the evil of generation is mentioned, then the Shechina is theoretically pushed off, pushed away. Now, if I mention the tzaddik again, I'm remembering the tzaddik and remembering his deed. Now I have to mention the praises of the tzaddik. Therefore I say, Noach ish tzaddik tomim hayu bederoisov, that Noach was a righteous person, perfect in his generation. And also, since I just mentioned evil people, I want to emphasize the difference between the evil people and Noach, because Noach should not be mentioned in one phrase together evil people. I have to remember the tzaddik and give him a blessing. The same thing about Avraham Avinu. When I'm mentioning Avraham Avinu, I don't have to mention every time I mention Avraham that is a tzaddik. But now that I want to destroy Sodom, and Sodom's people are so evil that they cause the Shechina to be pushed off, now I have to remember the tzaddik in the proper way, and I have to give a blessing to the tzaddik. And that's the translation, Zecher Tzaddik Livracha. The remembrance of a tzaddik always gives a blessing. And accordingly, the Maral explains, what's the difference that we only mention Zecher Tzaddik Livracha, that a tzaddik should remember it for the good, only for that tzaddikim, only for tzaddikim that already passed on to the next world. Why don't we say Zecher Tzaddik Livracha for living tzaddikim, that the tzaddikim are alive? Why don't we say that? The translation of Zecher Tzaddik Livracha is remembering the tzaddik for a blessing. Then why do we specifically only use it for that tzaddikim and not for live tzaddikim? The Maral explains that is exactly the idea that he just mentioned. Since the life tzaddikim, we are supposed to be connected to the tzaddik all the time, then Zecher Tzaddik Livracha doesn't apply. You're not remembering the tzaddik for a bracha, because you shouldn't forget. You should always be connected to the tzaddik. But once the tzaddik dies, Hashem gives a bracha that a dead person is forgotten from the heart. As Rashi brings on the pasuk in Parshas Vayeshev, Chapter 37, Pasuk number 35, that Yaakov did not want to be consoled that Yosef is dead. He wouldn't accept consolation on that. Rashi brings the Gemara in Psachim, Daf Nun Dalad Amud Aleph. Rashi says, Ein Adam Mekabel Tanchumim Malachai V'Sovru Shemes. A person doesn't accept consolation on a living person, even though he thinks that he died. Why? Shalameis Nigzer Gzeira Sheishtakach Min Alef. Hashem decreed that a dead person, that somebody dies, the heart forgets him. But a living person, the heart does not forget. Therefore, Yaakov could not be consoled because Yosef was still alive. Nonetheless, we see from this Gemara in Psachim Daf Nun Dalet Amud Beis that Hashem wants a dead person to be forgotten from the heart. Therefore, every time you mention a tzaddik that has passed on, you have to remember him, Zecher Tzaddik. In that case, now that we remember the tzaddik, now we truly remembering the tzaddik. So therefore, zecher tzaddik livracha, remembering the tzaddik for a blessing applies. So therefore, only for that tzaddikim we say the words zecher tzaddik livracha, and we don't say zecher tzaddik livracha for live tzaddikim. Rashi on his second answer on the question, how come it's written Ele Toldos Noach, these are the offsprings of Noach or the children of Noach, and it goes on to say Noach is tzaddik, that Noach was a righteous man, Tomim Hoyo Bederois was perfect in his generation. Rashi gives the second answer from the Medrash Tanchuma, Lelamdach, to teach you Sheiker Toldosim Shal Tzaddikim, that the primary offsprings of the righteous people are Masim Tovim, are good deeds, that the good deeds that a person does is the only worthwhile thing that a person does. Therefore, the Torah tells you, Ele Toldos Noach, these are the offsprings of Noach, and it gives that Noach was a righteous man. The fact that he was a righteous man, that is considered his offspring. Rav Moshe Feinstein comments that the reason why the Torah calls the mitzvahs of a person his offsprings is because the Torah wants to teach you the relationship you have with mitzvahs has to be the same relationship that you have with your child. The same way that if your child is not completely perfect, you will still love him. So too, mitzvahs, even though they seem to you not to be completely perfect and insignificant, you should still love them the same way that you love a child. That Hashem specifically by Noach mentioned that this is the offsprings of Noach, and there mentions mitzvahs right away, for you to know that you have to act towards mitzvahs exactly the same way that you act towards a child, and you have to love them regardless what faults you feel there is in them. The Zohar asks a question, why is it written Noach, Noach two times? And we'll go to the Zohar's explanation soon. So Sefer Noe Megadim wanted to explain that when Rashi gave his answer, Rashi is also answering the question, why is it written Noach two times? And Rashi means to say, Ele told us Noach, this is the offsprings of Noach. Noach, that Noach is the offsprings of Noach. Why is Noach the offsprings of Noach? Because Ish Tzadik Tomim Hoyo Bederoisov, because Noach was a righteous person, and the deeds of the Tzadikim are considered their offspring. So Noach gave birth to Noach. And Sefer Noam Godim goes on to explain why really the good deeds of a person is considered like the person actually was born, like he actually gave birth to that person. And to start, he brings a pasuk in the end of Parshas Noach regarding the children of Shem. On chapter 10, pasuk number 21, it says, Uleshem Yulad Gamhu, to Shem was also born to him, Avi Kobne Ever, the father of all the children of Ever, Achi Yefes Agadol, the brother of Yefes the elder. This pasuk is grammatically incorrect, because the pasuk should have either said Uleshem Yulad Gamloi, and to Shem was born also to him. In other words, Shem also had a child. What does it mean? And to Shem was born also him. It's to him. Or it should be written, Veshem Yolad Gamhu, also gave birth. What does it say? Uleshem, and to Shem. Then if you write it to Shem, then you have to write down Gamloi, also to him, that to him also had children. What does it mean? Shem also gave birth to him. It seems to imply that he gave birth to himself. Therefore, Sefer Noam Megadim explains that when you do good deeds, you are really born. And he brings a proof from Yalkut and Parshat Bechukosai, Simen Tov Resh Ein Alev, on the Pasuk, on Vayikra, chapter 26, Pasuk number 3. The beginning of the Parsha says, Vim Bechukosai Teileichu, if you follow my decrees, Ves Mitzvoisai Tishmoiru, and you observe my commandment, Vasisem oisam, and you will do them. So the Medrash in Yalkut Shimoni says, very puzzling, he says that Hashem says, Shem oisim es ha-mitzvois, that if you do the mitzvahs, malani aleichem, I will consider it on you, ki ilu asisem es atzmechem, as you would have done yourself. In other words, by you performing the decrees and the mitzvahs of Hashem, Hashem views it as you had created yourself. He asks, how is it possible that by you doing mitzvahs, it's viewed as you'd have created yourself? Therefore, he brings the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Yutesamet Beis, 19b. There the Gemara says, famous Gemara, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omar Rabbi Yonason. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said in the name of Rabbi Yonason, Kol HaMelamed Ben Chaveroi Torah, whoever teaches Torah to the son of his fellow, Malol HaVakosuf, the Torah regards it, Kilu Yilodoi, like he fathered him. Shenemar, because the Pasuk says in Bamidbar chapter 3, Pasuk number 1, Ve'ele toldos Aharon and Moshe, these are the offsprings of Aharon and Moshe. And right, the next Pasuk says, Ve'ele shmois b'nei Aharon, and these are the name of the children of Aharon. Yet the name of the children of Moshe is not mentioned. It's only mentioned the children of Aharon, and he relates it as it would have been the children of Moshe. Limit. Loimelach to tell you, Aharon Yolad, Aharon actually, factually gave physical birth, in Moshe Limet, and Moshe taught them Torah, Lefikach, because Moshe taught them Torah, Nikro al Shmoi, they are considered on his name. So we see clearly that if you teach somebody Torah, then that child is considered as you would have fathered him. Why? Because since you are teaching that person Torah mitzvahs, which Torah mitzvahs is the main life, it's more important the life of Torah mitzvahs than actually physical life, even though your father fathered you physically, but yet since it doesn't bring you to the world to come, and Torah mitzvahs are eternal, they bring you to the world to come, therefore it's more important your the person who teaches you Torah than actually your father. How do I know that this is more important? We have a proof. He brings a proof from the Gemara in Baba Metzia, Daf Lamed Gimla Amad Alef. There the Mishnah is discussing the mitzvah of lost item, that I have to return a lost item to its owner. And the Mishnah is discussing the priority when I have two lost items from two different people, which one takes precedence over the other. The Mishnah says, Avedas Aviv, that if your father has a lost item, Vavedas Raboi, or your Rabbi has a lost item. So the Mishnah says, Shel Raboi Koidemes, your Rabbi's lost item takes priority and precedence over your father's. Why? She Aviv Hevio Loilom Hazeh, because your father only brings you to this world, Veraboi Shalom de Chochma, and your Rabbi that taught you wisdom, that taught you Torah, Mevio Lechay Olam Haba, brings you to the world to come. So you see, when we have a priority between this world and the world to come, we follow the world to come, that the lost item of your Rabbi will take precedence over your father, because your father only gives you your physicality, where your Rabbi gives you your spirituality will last for eternity, will last for the Olam Haba. And why is learning so important? Learning is important because the ultimate goal of learning is for you to actually do the mitzvahs of the Torah. Like the Gemara in Megillah Daf Chav Zayin, Amad Aleph brings, Shalimut mevi lidei maisa, because learning Torah will make you to properly know how to do the mitzvahs. That if you don't learn Torah, you don't know how to keep the mitzvahs and what mitzvahs to do and how to perform them. You think you're making a mitzvah, but it may not be a mitzvah at all. And the Torah is the ingredient that keeps the mitzvah going. So therefore, since you're teaching the person Torah and he is eventually going to do mitzvahs, that is what is going to bring him to the Olam Haba. According to this, we understand that Yalku that we mentioned before, that Hashem says, if you will do the decrees and do the mitzvahs, then I'll view it as you'd have done it yourself. It is considered as you've given birth to yourself. Because what is the difference if you teach your friend's son Torah, we view it as you gave birth to him, because you taught them Torah, so too, when you teach Torah to yourself, when you perform the mitzvahs yourself, then we view it as you gave birth to yourself. And your father actually gave you your physical being, and actually created you, but your learning Torah, your growing, and your keeping the mitzvahs, that will give you birth to the Olam Haba, and then it's viewed as you did it yourself. And that could be pshat in the pasuk L'Shem Yulad Gamhu, since we know that Shem ben Noach was a tzaddik agdar, and he was a person at Ruach HaKodesh, he was a prophet. Therefore, it's telling you, besides the children that he have, L'Shem Yulad Gamhu, that Shem also gave birth to himself, that through his good deeds, through everything that he did, he was able to give birth to himself. And that's why it means, Ele Toilus Noach, that Noach gave birth. You know who Noach gave birth? Noach gave birth to Noach himself. How did he give birth to himself? How did he manage to say that he actually was born himself? He was created almost by himself. Because Ish Tzadik Tomim, Hoya Baderoisov, because he was a great tzaddik. So according to this, we understand why is it written two times Noach. And we also understand what Rashi means, that Iker Toldoisem Shel Tzadikim Masim Toivois, that the main offsprings of the tzaddikim are the good deeds, because literally they are considered as they gave birth to themselves. So Ele Toldos Noach, Noach is viewed as he gave birth to himself because the tzaddik Tomim Bederoisov, he was a righteous man, he did good deeds, and when you do good deeds, it's considered as you gave birth to yourself. Sefer Yitura Torah brings down from Yehuda Kodesh and Peshischa that he used to say that a person usually says that, you know, I don't have time to learn Torah, I don't have time to do many mitzvahs, because I have to work very hard, but my main purpose for working so hard is to enable my children to do mitzvahs and my children to learn Torah. And the same thing when the children grow up, they actually say the same thing, that they have to work hard in order to enable their children to do Torah mitzvahs, and so forth. The next generation says the same thing, ends up being that everybody works hard, but yet we do not find that child that everybody is working so hard about. Everybody is working that their children should be able to do Torah mitzvahs, and yet, if every generation does the same thing, perpetuates the same idea, then we never find the child that everybody is working so hard about. Therefore, the Torah is telling you that Noah was a smart man. Noah did not wait to work for his children. He decided to work for himself, that he is going to be the child that is worth to have his name. That Ele Toldos Noach, Noach decided that, you know who is going to be the child of Noach? Noach, I'm going to work for mitzvahs, not for my child to do mitzvahs. I'm working that I should do mitzvahs. I'm working that I should learn Torah. And therefore Rashi says, to the Shem Tzadikim, Masim Toivim, Noach realized that the main fruits of a tzaddik is the good deeds. So why push it off to your son? You gotta do it yourself, that you should be able to be worthy of the name of Noach, that your child should be really who you are. Taking this idea that you always work for your children, and yet your children see your example and they end up doing the same thing over and over again, we could say the idea a little bit differently. The way we act, that is what our children will get. That if you want the same Shel Tzadikim to be Masim Toivim, you want your children to do good deeds, then you have to do it yourself. Ele Toldos Noach, you know how Noach got to have his children to be called children of Noach? By him being Noach and by him being a tzaddik, by him acting like a tzaddik, that's how his child is called after his name, that his child is be like his father. Don't wait for your children to do mitzvahs. If your child sees you doing mitzvahs, your child sees you getting up in the morning to go learn Torah, your child sees you staying up late to learn Torah. And that could be the message that Noach was giving, that Iker Toidoshayim Sal Tzadikim, the main thing for the children of Tzadikim, the most important thing for the children of righteous people to see is Masim Toivim, for them to see the good deeds that their fathers are doing. That is what stays with them, that is what is going to guide them, that this is important. If you want to give importance to your child, you want to show him what's important in life, then you have to do masim tovim. You have to sacrifice yourself and do good deeds. And they will see you doing those good deeds, then they will do those good deeds. Iker, to the same shall tzaddikim, the most important thing for the children of the tzaddikim is masim tovim, that they see the good deeds that their fathers do. Noach realized that the only way that he's going to have to go children is if he's tzaddik, if he acts like a tzaddik. Then his children will try to emulate his way and try to follow his way. The winner of my Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, Rabbi Zriel Yehuda Leibovich Zatzal, he gives a beautiful interpretation on this double language of Noach, Noach. And he also asks another question, why you have to write down Bedoyroisov? What does it mean to say that tzaddik tomim, a complete tzaddik, was in his generations? Which generation you want to be? Obviously, it could only be in his generations. What does it to mean? And why doesn't he go straight to the next pasuk? Then these are the children of Noach, Shem, Chom, Yofes. What is the whole purpose of the first pasuk? And he explains in a different way. And he says that the Gemara in Shabbos, of Kof Yud Ches Omed Beis 118b, there Gemara says, Om Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says, Ilemole Meshamer Misrol Shnei Shabbosos, if the Jewish people would have kept two Shabboses, Miyad Nigolim, the redemption would have come right away. If only the Jewish people keep two Shabboses, then Moshiach will come. And our custom is that on the meal of the circumcision, by the Berkat Hamazon, by the benching, we add certain harachmons, certain prayers specifically for the child. And one of the prayers, the fifth harachmon says, harachmon hu ishlach lanu, he should send us Meshichoi hoilech samim, the anointed one, which talk about the Mashiach, that walks in wholesomeness, that walks completely. So you see that Mashiach is considered tamim. He explains that this is what the pasuk means to say, that Eile Toildois, you know, Toildois doesn't necessarily mean the children. It means like the outcome of the world, like the Ebenezer explains, that anything that happens is called Toldos. The outcome of what is going to happen, not necessarily the offsprings. So Eile Toildois, you know what the outcome is going to be? Noach, Noach, if you rest for two Shabboses, the word Noach is from the word resting. Like the pasuk brings on the Ten Commandments, on Yisro, chapter 20, pasuk number 11, Vayonach bayom hashvi, and he rested on the seventh day, that Hashem rested in the seventh day. Therefore, the pasuk means to say, Eile told us Noach, Noach, you know what the outcome would be if you do two times Noach, if you are able to rest two times on the seventh day, if you rest for two Shabbos, you know what the outcome will be. Then, Ish Tzadik Tomim, the man that's called Tzadik Tomim, Moshiach, which is called Tomim, Hoya Bederoisov, then he'll come in his time. Devin Ezra answers the Vinarov's question, how come it's written Bederoisov in his generations? Which generations could it be? Obviously, it must be his. Devin Ezra says simply that it's talking about the generations of the Mabul and the generations after the Mabul, the generations before the floods, and the generation after the flood, that Noah lived even in generations after the Mabul. And then he continues to say that Noah lived until Abraham was 58 years old. That Abraham was 58 years old when Noah died. And he gives you a way not to forget that Abraham was Noah. Abraham was 58 years old, because the word Noah is numerical value 58, because Nun is 50, the Ches is 8, that Abraham was Noach years old when Noach died. According to this, Mefarshim answer that what's written, Eile Toldos Noach, this is the generations of Noach, it's trying to say that Noach is Tzadik Tomim Hoya Bederoisov, that for 58 years, which is referring to Avraham Avinu, there was a Tzadik in his generation. That in the generations of Noach, in all the years that Noach lived, for 58 years there was a tzaddik in his generations. Not that this is generations of Noach, Noach, this is generations of Noach. But you should know that for Noach, for 58, which numerical value of Noach is 58, 58 years there was a tzaddik in generation. And who is that tzaddik? That tzaddik is Avraham Avinu. So it's not referring to Noach at all, it's referring to Avraham Avinu. Another answer brought down by Sefer Noam Megodim, how come it's written Noach, Noach, two times, he says, based on the Gemara, on Kedushin, Daf Lamed Tes, Amud Beis. There the Gemara asks a question, Rav Tuvi Bar Rav Kisna asked to Rava, Tnan we learned, Kol ois a mitzvah achas, anybody who does a mitzvah, mativin loy, then we do good to him, Hashem gives him a reward. This mashma, also ain, only if he does a mitzvah, we give him a reward, loy also loy. If he doesn't do the mitzvah, we don't give him a reward. Verominu, we'll ask a question, we learn the baraisa, Yoshav, if somebody is sitting, Veloyavar Avera, and he did not transgress a sin. In other words, he's not performing a mitzvah, he just did not transgress a sin. Noistin loischar kois a mitzvah, we give him reward as you would have done a mitzvah. So there's a contradiction. One Mishnah said that if you make a mitzvah, you get reward, and if you do not make a mitzvah, you do not get reward. Yet the other Mishnah says clearly that if you just don't do an Avera, that as long as you don't do a transgression, you already get your reward, like you'd have done a mitzvah. So Amalei Rav answered, depends. Hasam there, you know when you get reward for not transgressing an Avera, Kegon Shabbat Var Avera Leyadoi V'Nitzol Imenu. If you were tempted with a sin and you were able to overcome that sin and you didn't do, then we give you the reward as you would have done a mitzvah. But if you are never tempted, if you didn't have a temptation, then we do not give you a reward for not transgressing. So if you were tempted and you were able to withstand your temptations, then we give you a reward as you would have done a mitzvah. But if you were not tempted, then you actually have to make the mitzvah to get reward. So according to this, Sefer Noam Megodim answers, this is pshat in the pasuk. Eile toildois Noach. And we are going to translate like Rashi. Eile toildois Noach. These are the offsprings of Noach. These are the good deeds of Noach. You know how Noach was able to achieve his good deeds? By Noach. By resting. By not doing averes. By not sinning. Just by staying passive and not doing, that is also considered his offspring, is also considered his good deeds. Are you going to ask me, why is that considered his good deeds? Where do we find that just sitting and not doing averas, that's already considered good deeds? And not only that, he is even considered ish tzaddik, a complete righteous person. So the answer is, because tomim hayo bederoisav, because he was complete in his generation, even though his generation was a generation that's embedded in immorality. They are shetufei zima, they are full of immorality. And we know that the Yetzer Hara was so strong that Rashi says that even the animals corrupted their ways. And yet Noah was able to not do anything. He was able to save himself from doing a sin. He was able to withstand the temptations of his generation and not commit a sin. Therefore, for him, it's considered a great deed. It's considered as a great mitzvah. As Rava taught us in the Gemara in Kedushin, that if you have temptation and you are able to withstand it, then it's considered as a mitzvah. And that's why he is even called Ish Tzaddik, a righteous man. The word Tzaddik is reserved for very few people. We know Yosef is called Yosef HaTzadik. Why is Yosef called Yosef HaTzadik? Because he was able to withstand the temptation of immorality with the wife of Potiphar. As the Gemara writes down all the tests that he had when Potiphar's wives tried to seduce him, and yet he was able to withstand that test. He is considered a Tzadik. So too, Noach was considered Ish Tzaddik, because he was able to withstand Bederoisov in his generation the temptation of immorality. That's what the Pasuk is trying to teach you, that you are able to achieve a high level just by trying to emulate Noah. If you are able to withstand temptations, that is enough for you to be called a Ish Tzadik, just like Noah. Noah was able to achieve a high level just by resting and not committing immorality. That was already enough that he's considered Ish Tzadik, that he's considered a righteous person. Sefer Imre Sefer from Rav Shlomo Kluger brings the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Nun Vav Amud Beis. There the Gemara quotes, Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Omar Rav Yonason. Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani said, in the name of Rav Yonason, Kolo Oimer Shlomo Chata, anybody who says that Shlomo Melech sinned, Eino Elatoya is making a mistake. And the Gemara asks a question, how can you say he did not sin? It's written clear in the Pasuk, in Malachim Aleph, chapter 11, Pasuk number 6, Vayas Shloime Hora Be'enei Hashem, that Shloime HaMelech did evil things in the eyes of Hashem. Obviously, the Pasuk is telling you that Shloime HaMelech sinned. The Gemara answers, Elo Mipnei Shoyo Lemachos Benoshov Veloi Micho. Shloime HaMelech did not actually do the sin, but because he should have protested against his wives for worshipping idols, he should have prevented them from worshipping idols, and he did not protest, Male Olav HaKosuv Kiilu Chato. Therefore, the prophets counted or regard him as you would have committed the sin, as you would have actually built the idols and did idolatry. In other words, if you are able to block somebody from making a sin, and you do not block him, and you do not protest, then it's considered as you would have made the sin. And Shlomo HaMelech, since he was able to protest and stop his wives from committing idolatry, and yet he did not stop it, Hashem views it as he would have sinned. Therefore, it's written that Shlomo HaMelech did the evil in the eyes of Hashem, but himself, Chas v'Shalom, he did not do it. So Shlomo Kluger explains that this is pshat in the pasuk here. Ele toldos Noach. All the evil things that I mentioned in the last parsha that the people of that generation were doing is the outcome of Noach. Is Noach's responsibility. Noach should have protested against them. He did not protest, as the Medrash explains that Noach did not protest against his generation. That's why in Isaiah Nun Dalet 54, Pasuk number 9, it's written, Ki mei Noach zoisli, that the waters of Noach to me, that the Mabul, the floods, are called mei Noach, the waters of Noach, because Noach is ultimately at fault for not protesting, not preventing his generation from sinning, and thereby being saved from destruction. So the Pasuk is telling you that all the crimes that the people of that generation did is toldos Noach, is the fault, is the outcome of Noach, from Noach not doing anything to them, and therefore was considered as they would have been his sin. But you're going to think that Noach himself was also a evil person. Therefore the Torah is telling you, Noach ish tzaddik, Noach was really a righteous man, Tomim hayo bederoisov, he was complete in his generation. Now you're going to ask me, if Noah was a righteous person, then how can all the sins be considered his sins? How can the sins of the generation of the Mabul, of the floods, be considered his sins? So the Torah answers, you know why? Because as Elohim is Halech Noah. Because Noah only walked with Hashem. He did not walk with the people. He did not protest against the people. In the same way, the Shlomo HaMelech ended up with the blame for his wife's sins, so Noah ended up with the blame for the Dor HaMabul, for the generation of the flood sins, because he never protested. He always walked with Hashem and never protested against the people. So according to Rav Shlomo Kluger, that Ela, these things that they did bad, was toldos Noah, was considered the outcome of Noah. Noah is responsible for all the bad deeds because he did not protest. But you should know, Noah himself, Ish tzaddik tomim hayu bederoisov, Noach himself was a righteous person, and the reason that we say that the sins are his because as Elohim is Halech Noach, because Noach walked with Hashem and did not walk with the people. Before we continue with other interpretations of Noach, I just want to bring up a Zohar on Parshas Vayikra, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, there the Zohar is trying to explain why the flood was called Mei Noach, the waters of Noach. Why is it Noach's fault? The Zohar explains that when Hashem told Noach that he is going to destroy the world, Noach should have prayed for the world. And had he prayed for the world, Hashem would have suspended the sentence. Since Noach failed to pray for the world at that point, then the punishment that came to the world was considered Noach's fault. And that teaches you an important Musar Haskel, important lesson, that if you could pray for a friend and you don't pray for a friend, then the pains that the friend gets, it really is considered your pains. It goes on your cheshbon, because Noach should have prayed and he didn't pray. It is considered Mei Noach, the whole flood was considered the water of Noach, even though the people are going to get punished for their own sins, but yet you have a chance to pray for them and you don't do it. It's considered your punishment. You are responsible for the punishment. So too, if you could pray for another person and you could suspend his punishment maybe by your prayer and you don't do it, then the punishment of that person is considered like it's brought on by you. The same way that the Zohar says that the waters of Noah, the floods, was considered the waters of Noah because he should have prayed and he didn't pray. So to us, in our own level, if we could pray on your friend and you don't do it, then it's considered the punishment or the suffering is considered like it came because of you. And now I'm going to bring the opposite view, a view that Noach really means very good, from the Sefer Beis Aharon. There he quotes the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, chapter 3, Mishnah Yud Gimel, referring to Rab Chanina ben Doisa, who are you, Omer? He used to say, Kol sheruach habriyos noicha heimenu, anyone, if the spirits of one's fellow is pleased with him, then ruach hamokoim noicha heimenu. The spirit of Hashem is pleased with him. In other words, if a person is beloved on earth, he is certainly beloved in Hashem. Rabbi Yoni explains that a person who is pleasant and honest in dealings with others in this world, and people say, look how a Torah Jew behaves, then he brings a Kiddush Hashem, he brings sanctification of Hashem's name, then Hashem is pleased with him. Because since he sanctifies Hashem's name by his dealings, Hashem is pleased with him. So according to this, Sefer Beis Aharon interprets, Ele toildois Noach, this is the outcome of Noach. If people are pleased with you, then Noach, that Hashem is pleased with him. That if people are pleased with you, then Hashem is pleased with him. Exactly what that Mishnah says, that the outcome of people being pleased with Noach is that Hashem is also pleased with Noach. Or Sefer Beis Aharon says, you could say a little bit differently, you could say that a person is trying to make Nachas Ruach to Hashem, a person who is trying to make mitzvahs and is trying to please Hashem, even though he doesn't get any pleasure, Hashem makes it that Noach, that he is going to get pleasure on his service. That a lot of times you do a mitzvah and we don't find any pleasure in it, Hashem gives us a bracha that Hashem infuses in us a spirit of pleasure and we end up enjoying the mitzvah to do. A lot of time we start doing a mitzvah, we kind of don't feel like doing it. But once we get onto it, we realize that it's a great thing and we have a great feeling for it. So that's what it means. If you get there because you want to do Nachas Ruach to Hashem, then Hashem helps that He will give you Nachas Ruach in that mitzvah. So, Eile Toldois Noach, from the word Nachas Ruach, from the word pleasure, so Hashem helps that you get pleasure. The outcome of you wanting to give a pleasure to Hashem is that Hashem will allow you. And the Kedushas Levi explains that Eile Toldois Noach, that the pleasure that a tzaddik gets from a mitzvah that Hashem gives him is Noach. Is that it pleases Hashem. The pleasure that a tzaddik gets from a mitzvah that he does for Hashem is the fact that it pleases Hashem that he does the mitzvah. The tanug of Hashem is really what fuels the tzaddik to make the mitzvah. And Hashem Yisborach should help that we should realize that the good deeds are really what we take with us, and like that we are able to recreate ourselves, recreate our being by doing good deeds. Also, we have to take into heart what Rabbi Shlomo Kluger said, that from the Gemara in Kedushin we see that if you could protest, you could stop somebody from sinning, and you do not do it, then the sin may be considered yours. Also, we have to remember the words of the Zohar, that it was called Mei Noach, the waters of Noach, because Noach did not pray on his generation. And if we pray on all our friends, then we automatically will increase Ahavas Chinam, baseless love, because by praying on the suffering of others, you will increase your love. And once we increase unconditional love, then we revert the Sinas Chinam, the baseless hatred, that caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, of the Holy Temple, then we'll merit to have Moshiach come, the Beis HaMikdash rebuild, b'mehera b'yomeinu, Amen.